Hi there, this is Aleksandra and you're listening to my podcast Angielski do kawy. Welcome to my podcast series Espresso. The name comes from the combination of the words English and espresso. Espresso is a shot of coffee, and here, every episode is your shot of English, your espresso. Hi, this is Espresso episode number 33. Time flies, doesn't it? I hope that our Polish summer will come back soon. At the moment, it looks as if autumn was already here, and it's only the beginning of August. So as it's been rainy and stormy across our country these days, I can teach you some extra idiom related to such weather. Remember that when you want to say that it's raining heavily, you can use the expression it's pouring with rain, or the rain is pouring down. Many of us know the idiomatic expression it's raining cats and dogs, but apparently it's a bit old-fashioned nowadays, and many English native speakers don't use it anymore. Anyway, for now let's put the rainy topic aside and keep our fingers crossed for higher temperatures and more sunshine this year. By the way, I also need to tell you that in the meantime, between the last Espresso episode and this one, I created an ebook with a transcript of all 30 Espresso episodes. So now when you listen to the previous episodes, you can also read what I say and take your own notes next to the transcript. Of course, you can always find the transcript of each episode on my website, but thanks to the ebook, you'll have all of them in one place. Buying it may also be a nice form of thanking me for this podcast. Go on angielskidokawy.pl/sklep to find out more about the new ebook. Okay, now it's high time I taught you another two expressions. The first one is back and forth. This expression means moving first in one direction and then in the opposite one. For instance, their kids were full of energy. They were running back and forth across the playground. Now repeat after me. Their kids were full of energy. They were running back and forth across the playground. The translation is, ich dzieci były pełne energii, biegały tam i z powrotem po placu zabaw. Their kids were full of energy. They were running back and forth across the playground. Their kids were full of energy. They were running back and forth across the playground. Another example. Those who are in a long-distance relationship often have to travel back and forth to meet their significant others. Those who are in a long-distance relationship often have to travel back and forth to meet their significant others. Ci, którzy są w związkach na odległość, często muszą jeździć tam i z powrotem, żeby spotkać się ze swoją drugą połówką. Those who are in a long-distance relationship often have to travel back and forth to meet their significant others. Those who are in a long-distance relationship often have to travel back and forth to meet their significant others. The second expression is around the clock or round the clock. If something happens around the clock, it happens all day and all night without stopping. For instance, we had to meet the deadline, so our team worked around the clock to complete the project on time. We had to meet the deadline. So our team worked around the clock to complete the project on time. Musieliśmy dotrzymać terminu, więc nasz zespół pracował dzień i noc, żeby skończyć projekt na czas. We had to meet the deadline. So our team worked around the clock to complete the project on time. We had to meet the deadline, so our team worked around the clock to complete the project on time. Another example. The company offers its services around the clock. It's very convenient. The company offers its services around the clock. It's very convenient. Ta firma oferuje swoje usługi 24 godziny na dobę. To bardzo wygodne. The company offers its services around the clock. It's very convenient. The company offers its services around the clock. It's very convenient. And now it's time for your espresso to go. Our context for the phrases is: lorry drivers often work around the clock as they travel back and forth between different locations. Lorry drivers often work around the clock as they travel back and forth between different locations. Kierowcy ciężarówek często pracują całą dobę, ponieważ jeżdżą tam i z powrotem pomiędzy różnymi lokalizacjami. Lorry drivers often work around the clock as they travel back and forth between different locations. Lorry drivers often work around the clock as they travel back and forth between different locations. Just look at yourself. It's summer, the time of holidays and doing nothing, and you've just learned something new. You've just done something for yourself and your English, while others have perhaps forgotten about this language whatsoever. Good for you. The more you listen to these episodes, the better your English skills. Visit my website angielskidokawy.pl if you want to have a look at the transcript of today's episode or if you need some extra materials to study with. They're all available in my shop. Don't forget that you can find all the necessary links in the description of every espresso episode. That's all for today, so thanks for your time and have a good one.